a ban on the import of live pigs from Thailand into Vietnam as the result of concerns related to African swine fever is scheduled to take effect next week. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
African swine fever is a highly pathogenic OIE reportable foreign animal disease that affects swine but does not affect humans and is not considered a food safety issue. But the infection has serious trade implications. In an effort to halt the spread of the infection, Vietnam is suspending the import of live pigs from Thailand effective June 30th after finding the disease in a shipment of pigs from that nation last month. Dr. Paul Sundberg, the executive director of the Swine Health Information Center, says it's worth noting that Thailand has not yet identified any African swine fever outbreak.
Thailand has not yet officially reported infections with ASF. So that's still a gap. But Vietnam has said we've imported pigs from Poland or from Thailand. We know that they have ASF. We expect very well that they brought ASF into the country from Thailand. So we're going to stop importation of those animals. So it's a notable thing in that Thailand has not yet officially reported ASF, but it's probably not an unexpected thing in that that virus is continuing to circulate in China as well as the rest of Southeast Asia. So it's another step in the movement of recognizing the movement of that virus through Southeast Asia.
Dr. Sundberg says there's a lot of information coming out on African swine fever strains, on movements, on new research, and on how the virus is being managed as it moves through areas of Europe, Russia, China, and Southeast Asia. He says a lot of that information is available on the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.